2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14, the Bible says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Everybody say thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven. Can I get a witness on that? And a new earth and a home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you have a plan for our lives, Lord. We thank you that you meet us in this place, that you speak to our hearts, that you guide and direct us, that you are a healer, Lord. Lord, that we can lift up our needs to you this morning, that you hear from heaven, and we have what we ask for. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Headed to heaven. Turn me down just a little bit there, Walter. Thank you, bro. I want to tell you a story about Lisa. Lisa is a fan of Disneyland. And she grew up in L.A. They used to go to Disneyland. My kids, favoring her, have purchased year passes to Disneyland. So they can go anytime they want, go to school up in Costa Mesa, so they're closer than here. And my wife went up over the Christmas break with Leanne and Joe and Amber to Disneyland, and Leanne wanted to go on Space Mountain. How many of you guys know what that is? How many of you guys have seen it before? I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know about the ride. I'm not a fan, but my daughter went there, and it is one of the most popular rides at Disneyland, right? Like the longest line, right? And she got there. Line was 1 hour long. And they got there late, they had to leave, you know, come back, you know, we're limited time, let's just go someplace else. And then he goes, no, that's the ride I want to go on. I came here to go on Space Mountain. I want to go on Space Mountain. And Joe and Emma are going, we're going to go over here. They're going, you know, you can get a little distracted when you're at Disneyland. Amen? I mean, they got rides all over the place. Not Leanne. Leanne said, I'm going on Space Mountain. Because she wanted to go on Space Mountain, she didn't have to worry about anything else going on. Right? She was focused on Space Mountain, so all she had to worry about was the Space Mountain line. The title of today's message is Worth the Wait. And Peter is trying to get our focus on heaven. Amen? Yes. Because I tell you what, there's all kinds of stuff that you can get distracted by in this life. I'll tell you what, you look at the TV, look at the internet, there's all kinds of things that get you off track from heaven. But if you have a focus on heaven, it will guide your directions daily. Amen?
Amen.
Easy to get off track. Leanne didn't waver. And Peter's saying we should not waver. Get our focus on heaven and keep it on heaven. This is his second letter. They're both pretty short. 2 Peter is 2 pages in my Bible. We're on the third chapter. And the first book letter that he writes to the Christians that are spread throughout modern-day Turkey is there's attack that's coming from the outside of the church. There are people that will try to get you off focus. There are people that will try and break your focus on heaven. Don't let them do it. Romans were coming after them. The various authorities of the day would arrest them, take their property, all that kind of stuff. Peter says, keep on keeping on. Amen?
Amen.
His second letter is talking about the attack, the challenges that would come from inside the church. That there are people with evil desires who will try and pull you away from your focus on heaven and get you off track. And he's saying, keep the focus. Keep your focus on heaven because it's worth the wait. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let us continue on. We're going to go back to chapter 3, verse 1. Bible says, dear friends, it's nice that he would call us friends, amen, and people he's writing to, that we can be friends in the church and relatives, so to speak. Dear friends, This is now my second letter to you. I've written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. Peter has a purpose in his first and second letter. He writes it right here, wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. And basically, Peter is wanting to shake us up. And the Greek word there talks about being shaken or woken. And he's saying, I want to remind you of the truths of the prophets, the truths that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us on how we should live. And because I am prickling your mind with these truths, that it would stimulate you to a holy lifestyle. So you get your focus on heaven, it will determine your daily direction. Amen? You get a future focus, and it will handle the present. And he's saying, I want to make this easy on you. So I've written you these two letters because there are those who would take you off track. Bible says that God gives us a hope and a future, that we should grab onto him. With a hope and a future that God gives us, everything is handled for today. Amen? It makes today a whole lot easier. Roki said, I got a message for somebody. I didn't want to go home feeling, oh. All he has to worry about is being obedient to what the Lord says. Amen? Your future focus will determine your daily direction. Let's continue on. Verses 3 through 7. First of all, you must understand that in the last day, scoffers will come. Say scoffer. How many used the word scoffer this week? Okay, we're going to talk about it. Scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming? Ever since our father died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But they deliberately, you could underline that if you got your Bible, they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. Talking about the flood. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. People will tear down the path. People will tear down the plan of God. People will come alongside you and say, it's not real. You can't base your future on something that you can't see and you can't feel. I don't see it and I don't feel it, so I'm not following it. Word there is impaizo, and it means to mock. We use scoff. It's not real. And realistically, Peter is talking about teachers or people that come with a position of influence to tear down the plan that God has for your life. Peter says, don't let it get you off track. People come and undermine the truth of the gospel. Don't listen to them. He says they do it because they're evil. You know what evil means? Evil means evil. I mean, it's wicked, bad. They do these things because they are just flat out bad. And they are led astray by their evil. Their wicked desires. They want to do bad things. And because they want to do bad things, they're going to try and take you off track. So they can do these things to you. They poke holes in the message of Jesus. Where is this coming you talked about? I don't see it. Everything's the same. But I don't see it, must not exist. If I don't see it, it must not be true. Peter says, in this, they forget the past and they ignore the future. This mockery of the purpose and plan of God is alive and well in the United States today. Amen. Can you read the news? You can't really read the news anymore. You look at the news. I looked something up. Seven examples of liberalism in the United States and the attack on Christianity. I grabbed three. This one is pretty famous, and there's two incidences. But Christian baker refusing to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding up in Oregon fined $135,000. Wow. No. You can't stand up for your Christian values, not in the United States. Florida ministry has a feeding ministry very similar to the feeding ministry that we do downstairs, hooked up with the USDA. They were told that they would have to choose. It is a church that has been giving away food for 31 years. They would have to choose whether or not they would be a church or they would give away food. They would have to take down their pictures of Jesus. They could not pass out Bibles. They could not pray. They could not do any of these things in the United States. FYI, we are getting a review on the co-op program on Thursday. And one aspect of our program where we do the boxes, many of you guys have participated in that. You can float some prayers. I believe the Lord is going before us on that. But, hey, some people just don't like the church. Amen? Third thing I have for you is just up the road in Hemet. Hemet is what? An hour up the road? Something like that, up 15? A couple arrested for reading the Bible outside a Department of Motor Vehicles office. Arrested. Why? Because people are in line and they are reading 2 Peter. First of all, you must understand, arrest those guys. Why? There's no freedom of speech in the United States to read the Bible. People scoff. One that I didn't put down, but in 2010, IRS totally went through the books of Billy Graham. The Billy Graham Association. It's like, really? Billy Graham? Mockers will come. Scoffers will come. And malign the way. You keep your focus. You keep your eyes on heaven. When you do that, your daily direction will be established. Amen? All right, here we go. The plan is the plan. The plan is the plan. Are we okay? Are we good? Do not forget this one thing. You might underline that. I mean, Peter is saying, don't forget this one thing. Hey, there's one thing I don't want to forget. Amen. If it's anything, I don't want to forget what? That one thing. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. Oh, underline that part. And 1,000 years are like a day. And you go, wait a minute, I'm confused. Okay, we're going to get there. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. I want to let you know this morning that God is entirely different. How? Well, our sense of time is obviously very different than the Lord's sense of time. 1,000 years is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. It makes no sense in our time frame. Makes perfect sense in God's time frame. God knows the end from the beginning. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, Jesus says, I am the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Let me describe time in the Lord's reference to you by showing you this roll of film. I know many of you young people don't even know what film is, all right? There was a day when movies came on film, and you put them in a projector, and it would go around and around and around. And on those, the film is frames, and it's 16 millimeter. I think there's 16 frames per second. I could be wrong. But on each one of those frames is a little bit different picture. As you run them over a light bulb, you see the movement. Time for the Lord is as if you unrolled that whole roll of film. And there was the beginning and there was the end on that spool of film, and the Lord sees it all at one time. He's different. He's different from us. Bible says, Isaiah 55:8, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Neither are my ways your ways, my ways, says the Lord. He says, I'm different from you. And Peter says that these scoffers are going to come and say, where is this coming? Their evil desires direct them. And realistically, when it comes down to it, we want what we want. I want what I want. And what the Lord wants is for you to be saved. Entirely different purpose, entirely different focus. So the Lord keeps the line going so more people can get in. Amen? Amen? Dave, do me a favor. Right behind that wall, there's a switch for the fans. If you turn them on, I see some people fanning themselves. How many of you are hot? That's three. Sorry, guys. There's a whole lot of people that aren't hot. All right, here we go. Change is on the way. It should be the temperature as these fans come on. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. How many of you have ever been ripped off? Stolen? Somebody broke in your house when you weren't at home? Oh, yeah. And you know what? If you knew we was coming, you would have done what? Stayed at home. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire. The elements will melt with heat. But in keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. And a home of righteousness. Change is on the way. I'd like for it to be here today. Amen? Really, really? I'm serious. How many would take heaven today? I mean, when I was young, I'm like, I want to live. But I tell you what, you wake up and you're hurting every day. Going, I'll take that new body. I'll take that new life. I'll take it. No more crying, no more dying. That's what I'm looking forward to. Praise the Lord. But the Lord says, hey, the Lord's going to come like a thief. Matthew 24, Jesus said, thief presents a problem when no one's home. It's easy to be home when you know when he's coming. But Jesus always says, no one's going to know the day when I'm coming back. No one's just going to be able to pinpoint that day and get ready. So you got to live ready. When it comes, it's going to be big. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The old heaven, new earth, old earth had passed away. New had come, old had gone. It's going to be a shakeup. It's going to be a roar. It's going to be all kinds of commotion. But when the new comes, it's going to be good. Streets of gold. Hallelujah. Bet you won't put any ruts in your tires or anything like that. I don't know if we have tires in heaven. Something you want to be part of. You don't want to be missing out. Future focus. Heavenly focus will determine what you do today. If your focus is on heaven, Peter says, act like it. We should live holy. We should be holy. What's your focus? What's your focus for your life? What's your purpose for your life? Just want to have fun? Just want to get paid? If that's what you want, that's what you'll work for. If your focus is heaven, you will work for that. Several of the men came by my house, 4 or 6 weeks ago. And the Volvo that had been sitting in my driveway was pushed up into my car, into my garage. It's been sitting there for 6 months. My wife had been so audacious to just suggest that we scrap it. Sell it to a junkyard. Get it off my front yard. But I had a dream for that car, a focus for that car. And I said, no, 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 it's coming. It's coming. I'm waiting on that. I just got to get the timing right. Joe's coming back. We're going to work on it. I mentioned we had a timing chain problem a couple weeks ago. Thought the valves were bent. They were not bent. Put it back together. It started running. And I want to let you know that I spent the day yesterday, that's why I'm a little sore today, polishing that. I was buffing and sanding and doing all kinds of stuff. And Lisa tomorrow's going to drive that car up to to Joe so we can drive it at college. When you got a vision and you got a focus, it keeps you from getting distracted. Say, yeah, scrapyard, let's go. Why? Because you got a vision and you got a focus. And when your focus out there is on heaven, it makes what you do today easier. Amen? Amen. Not so much confusion, not so much distraction. Let's keep going. Headed to heaven. I hope you are. Because Jesus gives you a ticket. Jesus gives us a ticket. So then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with this wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all of his letters. Speaking in them of these letters, his letters contain some things that are hard to understand. Anybody found that to be true? It's an adult book, folks. It's a whole lot more complicated than Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. You know, the Lord loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know what, you're going to have to put your thinking cap on and come back to this word. And you know what, you're going to have to do some work to understand it. We've got Toomey, the Urban Bible Ministry Institute that runs on Thursdays. You want to get involved with that, teach you how to understand the Bible. We've got several students that are here that are being enlightened by that. But he says that there are some hard things to understand, which ignorant, it's not you, right? Ignorant and unstable people distort. Ignorant means to be untrained. Come to this place, we're going to train you about the Word of God. Amen. Do some work on your own. Get together with some people. Read the Word. We've got reading logs that will keep you on track. Read through the Bible each year. Ignorant and unstable people distort this message, and they do as they do other scriptures, to their own destruction. Jesus gives you a ticket. Live like you got one. Live holy and godly lives. Like Leanne standing in line at Disneyland. I'm not moving. I got my eye on the prize, and that's the best thing there is around here. So don't get me off track. Don't get me distracted. Because I got my focus set. Amen? Your focus set for 2016? You're working on heaven? Making sure that those around you are aware that they got the opportunity. For some, it is a hard challenge. Prayed this morning with one lady, said, man, the devil is working hard. That's his job. His job is to get you out of line. Take your ticket and stomp your life into the dust. Don't let him do it. Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. He go find somebody else. Let him find somebody else. Send him on down the road packing. Amen?
Amen.
Sorry, that was going off on that one. That was okay. Some will distort the message for their own gain. References the writings of Paul. Man, sometimes it's tough to wrap your mind around that. It's an adult message. Take the effort to get it. Understand it. If you got a question, there's people around here that got answers. And you know what? If you got a question, ask it. There's all these people whose faith is about 1 inch deep because they go, oh, I got this question. I can't ask it or I'll be like doubting God. God is big enough to be doubted by you. And the truth of the Bible is a mile deep. And you can look the whole mile deep and find good stuff. And there's some unstable and ignorant people around you who throw barriers in your way. Man, search. I'll tell you what. If you can't ask God, if you can't find out the truth of God beyond 1 inch, he is not worth following. So let him challenge him with your doubts. There's answers. 2,000 years, 4,000 years of history, people have doubted God. And guess what? You ask God, you ask some people around, there are answers for every doubt that you have. Amen? I'm telling you, you ask me, there's other people around here. There's answers. And you know what? I got doubts. I'll find somebody out. I'll look it up. Study it. Because there's answers to everything. Amen? Sorry, I'm just getting a little loose today. I think it's All this Disneyland talk. Can't handle it. Bible's complexity lends itself to distortion. Also lends itself to understanding. Study and show thyself approved. That's right. You know, I hear some smart people. Smart people, well-meaning, and they quote the Bible, and they talk about the Bible, and they got no clue. I mean, they know about economics, they know about all this stuff, and it's like, come on, guys. You're going to reference the Lord? Put a little effort into it. You know, yeah, I learned this back in Sunday school when I was a kid, so I'm going to bring it to this, you know, professional setting, and it's just so off kilter. Don't be taken off track by that. Study, show thyself approved, put a focus on heaven, and live like it. Amen. You won't get there. You won't know what to expect. Hey, I've been getting ready for this. And God will say, I know. I've been watching you the whole way. Amen? Amen. All right, let's go. We're almost done. Be on guard. Continue talking about that. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men. Fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. He says, watch out. Watch out. There's some people that will push you off track. Don't let them do it. Don't lose your place in line. Don't let somebody cut. When you get in line, stay in line. Your future focus will determine your daily direction. Keep it focused on heaven. There's those that lead you astray. Paul used the words lawless here. It means out of place. Whacked out. These whacked out people, these out of place people will try and get you off track, out of line, and blow your focus. Talks about the ignorant leading you astray. Crafty men and women leading you astray. Planning. Trying to just fulfill their evil desires. Keep a focus on the light. Come on up, Lisa. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Put a focus on me, I'll take you home. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Amen? So where's your focus? I mean, some of us come in here and we're just kind of random. Got no focus. Just trying to get through next week. Just trying to make it to payday. Get a witness? But you get your focus out there on heaven. You get your eyes beyond the weekend, beyond next week and next month. You start looking at the long-range plan for your children. How are my children going to make heaven? What's my part? My part in your plan, Lord? Roki used to. I said, Roki, why didn't you bring that message? You got a message from the Lord. Yeah, I don't know. I was embarrassed. I was afraid. I didn't want to do it. Now he's lined right up. I don't want to leave this place knowing I had a message for somebody, them not to get it. You can be lined up. You can have a focus. You get that focus way out there. Put that focus on heaven. Put that focus in the future. And today's steps are guided already. Amen? Amen. Standing tall in troubled times. Troubling times out there today. You can make it through. Peter shows us how. Amen? Amen? Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you that the line moved slow. So slow that I could get in 25 years ago. I thank that that line is moving so slow that there's some slots that are open today. Maybe you come in here this morning. You're out of line. Ignorant people have got you off track. Evil people have yanked you off your focus. Maybe you've never even had a focus. The devil is double timing on you. You say, oh Lord, there's a room in the line. Message from heaven is my mercy, my patience is that none would perish, but that you could be saved. You're here this morning. You're saying, I want to line up, Lord. I want a ticket to heaven. I'm understanding today. I'm going to get a focus on heaven. I'm going to live like it. Live like it today. I live like it tomorrow, next week, next month, Lord. My life is new. It's changed. It's transformed, Lord. Come and get me, Lord. Guide me home. I'll follow you the rest of my days. Nobody's looking around, but the Lord is speaking right to your heart this morning, saying, child, child, got a ticket. You need one. You're not going to a good place. I've got a place that I'm making for you. Here you go. Would you like to come with me? Nobody looking around, but the Lord is speaking to you this morning, saying, son, saying, daughter, come with me. And you're saying, here I am, Lord. I'm so messed up, and I don't want to be messed up anymore. I want to be transformed by you, by your plan, your program, your light. Save me, Lord. I'll follow you all of my days. No one looking around. Lord, speak in your heart. Just slide your hand up. Say, that's me, Lord. I hear you this morning. Right here, somebody else say, that's me. That's me over here. Somebody else say, that's me. That's me. Back here, yes, hallelujah. Put your hand down. I've seen it. Ticket. Lord, standing right here saying, I got a ticket for you. Lord, speak into your heart. You didn't put your hand up earlier. Right now, Lord, speaking to you and saying, this ticket is for you to heaven. Put a focus on me. I'll take you with me. Didn't do it earlier, but Lord, speak in your heart. Just slide your hand up. Say, that's me. I want that ticket. Anybody else? Right here. Right here. Amen. The bold hand saying, give me that ticket. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Worship team is going to come. Lord, I pray, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a ticket I got 25 years ago, still in my wallet, Lord. Never going to lose it. Never going to lose it, Lord. I thank you for tickets for my children, tickets for my wife, ticket for my uncle, Lord. Tickets all throughout this room, Lord. And 4 new tickets going out today. Ticket to heaven. Ticket to ride. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, everyone said? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Need a Bible? Come and talk to me. I got a Bible for you. We're going to sing this song. You want to pray? Pray up here. Oh.